This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Give Back Friday. Today we are focusing on youth leadership and entrepreneurship development. And in today's fast-changing global economy, educators and employees alike recognize that traditional education often falls short of providing young people with basic life skills they need to succeed in life, in school, their communities, and future workplaces as well. Youth Leadership and Entrepreneurship Development is an NGO that develops young people with the aim of positioning them for future success in communities, academia, business, and the workplace. And Tibang Ntsasa is the operations manager for youth leadership and entrepreneurship at Y-Led. Tibang, good morning to you, and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, my brother, and thanks for the welcome. Good morning to the listeners of Power Talk.
Tell us more about your organization in terms of, how did you come up with the idea of focusing on the space? How long have you been operating and what have you achieved thus far?
All right. So while it was born as a concept in 2004, when the founder, Mr. Steven Zwane, realized that when he transitioned from high school to university, he lacked some sort of soft skills.
Mm.
And it became even worse when he transitioned from university to the world of work, realized that there are so many soft skills that he needed to succeed in the world of work. And that's how Y-Led was born. So it was born on the need to give young people an opportunity to learn the basic skills that will equip them to succeed in life, be it in academic skills, be it in the world of work or self-employment journey. And one thing I can tell you as well is that us as young people, most of the time, we are unemployable. And reason being that the current education system can only teach you certain skills, but the soft skills that you need to succeed in life. And most of us don't succeed in life simply because we lack confidence. And through the Y-Led program, we try to bridge those sort of skills whereby we bring in the self-confidence issue, whereby we deal with the employability skills. We also deal with self-employability skills. And that's how Y-Led was born, just to have a platform where young people from different walks of life, be it from a private school, semi-private school, and township schools, to learn from one another in an environment whereby it focuses on their human being or life skills development 360 degree.
Mm.
So we focus on a number of sessions or on a number of skills, from leadership skills, because we all know that as a country, we do need leaders, but not just only leaders, but leaders that can think and act entrepreneurially. And how we do that is we put them into groups upon recruiting from different schools. We put them into groups, and then they get to learn how to start to run and manage a business of their own. As a product of the organization back in 2009, I was a general manager in our company. And I remember very well that my salary at the time was $250 for showing up every Saturday when we had to meet.
Mm.
And that sort of skill of learning that if you lead a team, sometimes you need to lead from the front, sometimes you need to lead from the back. And those sort of lessons have sort of helped me to transition in so many different ways in my areas or in the line of work that I do.
Yeah.
And also learning to lead the team that I'm currently leading is because of the skills I have learned through while I was still a participant. And for us, it's really about if you come from a township school, if you come from a private school, if you come from a semi-private school, let us work with you to sort of polish the talent that you have, whether it's football, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's you choosing to be an employee. If you are from part of us, those are some of the skills that we teach young people.
Yeah. Where are you operating from? Or do you have footprints in various parts of the country?
Currently, we have been operating in Joburg, That's where we've been dominating from an operating perspective. But back in 2010 and 11, we were fortunate enough to run these programs in Limpopo, in Polokwane, in Durban, Cape Town, and Johannesburg. But currently, the program that we're running, we're recruiting, which is going to be a digital program. And it gives someone who is in Durban or in Cape Town, in Polokwane, who is in grade 11, an opportunity to be a part of our program.
Yeah. So what space with regards to entrepreneurship are you focusing on, particularly speaking to probably some of the demands that will come with post-COVID era?
Sure. So entrepreneurship for us as well, I do believe, is a team sport, number one. Number two is that we believe that entrepreneurship cuts across all subjects. Number three, we believe that entrepreneurship is really about engaging in problem solving. So when we teach entrepreneurship to these young people, we don't really pay attention to what subjects they do in high school, because we believe that someone who does general subject or science subjects can learn entrepreneurship. Whether they choose to apply it in the world of work, they will be able to solve problems where they work while applying entrepreneurship skills. If they choose to start their own businesses, they would have learned how to start, run, and manage a business of their own. And the way we teach it in a manner of young people need to come up with ideas or business ideas that are solving or that will solution for the current problems. And in this case, COVID-19, I mean, the number of jobs that people have lost and so forth. Those sort of skills where these young people, some do have great ideas. It's just a matter of having a platform where they can express on how they can go about solving these sort of ideas they have.
To what extent do you also assist with issues like funding, for instance, the application for funding and all of that? Because in some cases, you find young people with talent, but when, you know, these are people who are not au fait with, you know, how do you write a proposal and how do you apply for funding?
So at Wiley, we teach them how to write a business plan from scratch. We also teach them how to write a marketing report or market research. And they also learn how to present their business ideas. And the fact, because we're mostly working with grade 11 learners, we can only guide them to an extent. But those that have been a part of us and have started their own businesses, we do have a mentorship program whereby we have some of our alumni assisting them in that regard. And we always direct them to the likes of NYDA where they can apply for funding and so forth. So for us, because we mainly work with grade 11 learners, we can only take them to an extent. But it is something that we take into consideration to say, okay, post the program, what sort of support can we provide given the lessons we've learned with the ones that are always coming back to us?
Some of the shining examples that makes you proud, you know, products of your training.
Okay, so there's a gentleman by the name of Thabo Serame. He calls himself a serial entrepreneur. He's in the transport business, also in the student accommodation. We also have a young gentleman in Limpopo who now supplies Macro, and recently just told me that he got a license to export some of his pressure cookers to neighboring southern countries. We also have the likes of Soli Sabuli, who started his own butchery store.
Wow.
And these are some of the stories that we have, and majority of these guys started the journey. They didn't
and,
even
and
have
And
we
are offering this free of charge.
Yes, the program is free of charge to anyone who's in grade 11. It doesn't matter the subjects that you do. But the only thing that you do, because we also an NPO that is reliant on funding, the participant who has been accepted to the program only pays for a commitment fee. But the training that we do comes at no cost to the program participants.
Sounds fantastic. Where do these kids go? Let's just say there's a parent out there who's listening to this conversation, and this parent, you know, likes what they are hearing and they want to bring in their children as well.
Sure. So we, because we're running a program, the program that you're running, they say it's going to be digital. If they can go to www.wilet.co.za, we do have our applications for 2021 online. They need to have their grade 10 report. They need to have their certificate and a motivational letter motivating why they need to be a part of the program.
Beautiful.
Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. We are pressed for time. I wanted you to repeat the email address again.
The website.
The website again, sorry.
Yeah, www.wilet.co.za, which is letter Y, L-E-D.co.za. And
beautiful.
For more information, they can email us at info@wilet.co.za.
Beautiful. Dibang, thank you so much. And please continue to do the good work that you are doing.
No, thank you very much for your time, my brother. We look forward to receiving the application.
Beautiful stuff. There you go. Dibang and Tsasa there. Wilet. They're focusing on grade 11s and they're saying that some of their products are already doing well. And the organization is called Wilet, which is Youth Leadership and Entrepreneurship Development. Wonderful, wonderful, fantastic stuff.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.